Welcome to the Career Happiness Podcast. My name is Soma Ghosh. I am the founder of a business called the Career Happiness Mentor. And within this podcast, we explore themes around career happiness, confidence, well-being, and so much more. Not only do I do one-to-one personalized episodes to really, really support you as a listener, but you will have the chance to listen to really, really amazing guests from all corners of not just world, but different industries. It's really, really important that you are not only happy in your career, but you make time to progress in a way that feels right for you. So if you want to have more energy in your career, change your career, find out more about how to potentially start a business, or even help your teenager with careers advice, this is the podcast for you. Thanks so much. In today's episode, we are going to be looking at three reasons why the 9-to-5 doesn't exist anymore. So, for a little bit of context here, we're gonna talk a little bit more about the 9-to-5 and why it was created in a little bit more detail in a bit. But the format of this episode is going to go as the following. We're going to do some background, talk a little bit about the 9-to-5. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, why this topic may be the future of working life. We're also going to take some time to go through an exercise for you, a career mentoring exercise, because I want you to reflect on this. I want you to think about this, because this isn't the future currently, and it's not going to be the future. But I want to really, really home in on the fact that I want you to have an exercise for yourself within this episode today. And we're also going to look at the actual three reasons. Why doesn't it exist anymore? Plus some key things for you to take away from this episode today. So let's get into it. So a little bit of background about why the 9-to-5 was created. So yes, it's in linking with the Industrial Revolution, you know, like clocking in and clocking out. If you were brought up in the 90s, like me, born in the 80s, like me, some of you might actually remember a program called Clocking Off, where people worked in factories and they had to clock in. So they had to like use this device to clock in and clock out. And they had 9-to-5 working hours. And the whole point was, must have some structure. So you were working certain hours and you were getting paid for that and you were getting, you know, a reasonable income. But also Henry Ford came up with this concept to kind of allow people to have that wage and to have a little bit of, I don't know, not necessarily freedom, but so that they weren't potentially overworking, but they had set hours. And in terms of when we think about the 9-to-5, there's lots of things that come up. I'm going to put a little bit more information in the show notes for you to go off and have a read of the 9-to-5. But a lot of that idea of the 9-to-5 with, you know, kind of just with the kind of scope of the Industrial Revolution, factory working, Henry Ford, that was then shifted into office culture, into working life. And for most people, 9-to-5 was seen as this thing where, you know, it needed to be set. And nobody kind of questioned it, and nobody really, really argued why 9-to-5 should be questioned, because it's set hours and then that's it. However, that all changed when the pandemic started to happen back in 2020. But also, I would say that it changed way before that, if I'm honest, because I think a lot of people were talking about flexible working and they were talking about burnout even before COVID happened. So I wanted to give a little bit of context about that, and I don't want to talk about it too much, because for me, the main kind of focus of this episode is about the three reasons. But that's a little bit of background around the 9-to-5 and kind of why it was created and why it exists. Henry Ford is part of it, Industrial Revolution. and also just having these set hours. So people, you know, were working in a set way and there was some structure to it. So when we now look at, you know, why this topic isn't the future and why this topic is not going to continue to be the future of working life, it's pretty evident that remote working, hybrid working, and working in a different way in terms of flexibility, in terms of, you know, a lot of people creating businesses or having side hustles, this is possibly going to be the future. We don't know yet. Things are going to change. Things are going to shift. However, what I do want to say is that the 9-to-5 still does exist in some jobs. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in this episode. But I do want to say that this topic of it not existing anymore is the future of working life, because we've changed how we work. And that's going to continue to happen. That's not going to be anything new. And so I want you to take time to reflect on your own career journey. And that's where an exercise is going to come in. So I really, really want to ask you to take some time to reflect on what are your thoughts, you know, first, in terms of what do your thoughts kind of tell you about your career in conjunction with this. So take some time to reflect on your thoughts on what you think about the 9-to-5 and what does it tell you about your career. And for those of you who are listening who are millennials like me, you may have had a 9-to-5 job. I have had quite a few 9-to-5 jobs. I'm not gonna deny that. And I want to hear not necessarily your learnings, but I think it's important for you to reflect on some of the learnings that you've had when you've had a 9-to-5 job compared to when you've had a flexible job or when you've had to work a longer hours, because the 9-to-5 job also doesn't exist for a few other reasons. That for some jobs, you're required to work overtime. For other jobs, you've got to really, really understand that you've got to learn outside your working hours. So reflect on the learnings that you've learnt when you worked in a 9-to-5 job. For others of you who are listening who've never had a 9-to-5 job and do not know what a 9-to-5 job is, I want you to reflect on what you may have seen your parents doing. Did they have a 9-to-5 job? What were their working hours? What did you see? What did it teach you? And this is a career mentoring exercise for you, because I think by reflecting on your thoughts around this, you're going to be able to understand a little bit maybe around why it doesn't exist anymore, but also you're going to be able to understand a little bit about how things have shifted for you as an individual. And I'll give you an example of what I mean to help you with this career mentoring exercise, and I'll go over it and recap one more time in a minute. But for example, with me, when I started out doing my careers advice work, often it was actually 9-to-4. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning to like 4 were my set hours in the first school that I properly worked in. So that would include me, you know, having to be there so that I could be there for my first interview, which I think was at like 8:10. And then my last interview was at like 3:20 or 3:30 or whatever, and then I would be pretty much done by 4 o'clock because I would need to get some of my admin done, and then I'd be home. But by the time I'd be home, it would be about 5 o'clock. So for me, having those set hours was something that I continued to see as a pattern in most of the schools I worked in. However, in some of the schools I worked in, the hours were literally 8 to 3, so I didn't have a set 9-to-5 hour kind of routine. And in a lot of the schools I've worked in more recently, it's been 8-to-3, so it's been a shorter time frame. However, it's gone on into 5 o'clock in terms of the admin. And sometimes when we used to go into the office, we could then have some autonomy to choose a little bit of how we wanted to structure our day and how we wanted to do our paperwork. And I think some of the reflections for me is that as long as you're organized and you're planning and you're timed, you're going to be able to get your work done and plan for meetings and things like that. So what I mean by this exercise is I want you to think about how you know, through your working life and through your career, things have changed for you. So for example, if you've worked in a job where your hours have been from 8 till 6, not 9 till 5, and now your hours are part-time, or your hours have, you know, been much more autonomous for you, what has that taught you about organizing your day? And if you're managing a team, or you're somebody who is in some kind of leadership capacity, then how have you been able to carve out time to do your work as well as be a good leader for your team? And how have you done that around the hours that you work? So think about that, and think about how it's reflected in your career, but also take some time to really, really think about the thoughts of what you think about 9 to 5, because the reason why I'm suggesting you do this exercise is I want to, you know, well, I want you personally to go away thinking, what's changed for you as an individual on the 9 to 5? And why do you feel like it's helped you in the past and now it's not working for you? And that's the kind of point of this exercise, because when you reflect on your thoughts, you're going to be able to see how things have shifted in your career. Your priorities are probably going to have changed if you've moved in with someone, got married, had kids, or, you know, regardless of life circumstances, other things that might have happened because you might have changed career or you might have gone back to study, etc. So think about all these things, because it's going to teach you, there's going to be a pattern in terms of your career that comes up. And there may not be any pattern, but there could be something where it taught you how to really, really structure your day. So that's a career mentoring exercise for you. And I'm going to repeat it one more time before I go on to the next point. It takes some time to reflect on your thoughts about the 9 to 5 and what does it tell you about your career. So we're now going to get into the 3 reasons why the 9 to 5 does not exist anymore. Please note, these 3 reasons that I have come up with, I've seen them in my work, but also this is stuff that from my wider reading, I believe are some of the reasons. So if you disagree, fine, go off and do your own research. You know, I'm always interested in people giving me their insights as well. But as this is my podcast, this is me sharing my opinion. So this is kind of like an opinion / me being the careers advisor and my perspectives coming together to give you these reasons. The first reason is the world of work is a technological hybrid with global time zones and teams. So you're going to be like, whoa, trauma, that is a long sentence. What do you mean by this? So the world of work is technology based. We are able to do so many things. I'm recording this podcast through means of technology, through particular software. I'm then going to edit it. I'm then going to upload it onto Spotify. And, you know, after that, it will go through all of the podcast softwares that are out there, Apple, Spotify, etc., and all of the other podcast apps out there. And then the RSS feed is going to be able to, you know, encrypt that, etc., etc. So I'm giving the example of the podcast here. But if we have the example of Google Meetings and apps like Google Meet, Zoom, Teams, etc., we're able to talk to anybody in the world on these apps. And that helps us to be able to have access to people all over the world. Before, we could only do that, yeah, on Skype. Skype helped. But before Skype, we only ever had the telephone or telegrams, if you really, really want to go way back, right? We're now able to work in these kind of efficient ways so that we can get knowledge and we can get so much information from people all over the world. And I think it's important to note that whatever your job is, whatever the kind of line of work that you have, that world of work can be done at any time of day. And for a lot of people, they prefer to work in the evenings. And that is because during the day, they are actually researching and reading. But the actual work for them, they prefer to do in the evening, like their meetings and things like that. Or in a lot of cases, if you work for a particular company that has a base in another country, so suppose your company base is actually Australia or New Zealand or America, you're going to have to do your calls in the evening and you're going to have to do your actual work in the daytime. So you then have to manage your time. And this is one of the main reasons why the 9-to-5 doesn't exist anymore. It's kind of desolate in a way, because it's unrealistic for you to be able to work 9-to-5 if you've got to do a call in America. And when I've had podcast guests on my podcast in countries like Australia and America, I need to make sure that I'm either doing it in the evening or very, very early in the morning, because like there's quite a few hours apart from these countries. And so in the same way, whenever I've, you know, encountered doing any calls abroad, the time zone needs to match. And for a lot of people, if you have somebody that works in a particular office on a particular project in another country, you need to be on that call. Or if you're giving a presentation somewhere abroad, you can now do it on Zoom, etc. And that's great. But there's no point you having a 9-to-5 setup if someone is living in Canada and that meeting is going to be 9 o'clock in Canada, here in the UK, and it's going to be a totally different time zone in Canada. It's not going to work. And this is one of the main reasons that the 9-to-5 doesn't exist anymore and is kind of ceasing to exist, because we now have this global time zone that we work in and we need this hybrid approach. Also, the other thing that I want to note here is some people do simply work for a company that's based somewhere, i.e. UK, Australia, etc., but they live in a different country. And this is possible now, and this was not possible before, and this is amazing that we can do that now. Like, I think it's really, really cool that we can do that. I know that for a lot of people during the pandemic, they decided to do this, or a lot of them actually decided to move out even outside London and do this. But some people actually took it a step further and decided to move back to their home country or back to another country and work from there. And a lot of contractors do this because it actually works out for them from a financial perspective, but it also works out for them because they can still stay in their actual time zone where they live, but they can do a job that is abroad. And so, yeah, that's reason number one. This kind of technological hybrid world that we live in with global time zones and teams are now accessible, and it doesn't fit into the 9-to-5 approach. And the 9-to-5 work may still kind of work for some roles, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but it's quite outdated in the current world we live in, especially post-pandemic, because everything's changed. So this is reason number two. So what are some of those jobs that we can think of? We can think of administrative roles, perhaps in the NHS, doctor surgeries, etc., just as an example. But the other 9-to-5 type of job are people that work in schools, people that work in education, people that work in roles that are like, you know, working in retail, shops, etc. There are some jobs which have a much more kind of structured set hour. However, one thing that I do want to say again about all of these things that I've mentioned is that often there are times where people might have to work extra time. So perhaps, you know, if there's an open evening in a school, you're going to have to work additional hours. If there is a event going on within retail, then you might have to work more extended hours or quite early in the morning. So although the structure might still be in place, overall it's quite outdated in the current world we live in. It's quite outdated in the tech industry. It's quite outdated in the financial sector. It's outdated in the business world, because most business owners are able to set the hours that they want. And it's also, if you think about it, it doesn't fit the life of someone who is maybe a GP or a doctor. Often people say that when people become GPs, oh, it's because they have set hours. What people don't realise is GPs have sometimes additional jobs they do on top of being a doctor for some GPs. And what I mean by that is they do other things. So the way that we work, we are very lucky. We have a lot of choice in the way that we work, and the 9-to-5 does not fit it. Also, from a financial perspective, if somebody is working 9-to-5 and that job is not paying them a lot of money, then that's not going to work for them. I know that with teachers, often people say, oh, teaching is such an easy job. People work from 9 to 3. That's easy. But what people don't realize is teachers, when they go home, they've got loads of marking to do, or there are meetings going on in the evening, or there are other things that they need to do. And even during like non-term time, there might be revision classes going on, there might be other activities going on. So although they have some time off, and they do have a lot of time off, there is still work going on in the background. And I think it's important that we realise that some jobs, just because it seems like in a set way, it's not in a set way, and we've got to have an awareness around that. And I always say this to the young people that I work with as well, and the parents, that, you know, like, things have changed, and it is outdated in this current world we live in post-pandemic, because everything has changed. And not only have we got this accessibility of education, but we've also got to realize that set hours like this don't work for everyone. If you've got an illness, if you've got, you know, a disability, then we have to take into account there are going to be maybe different ways that you're going to be able to work. I spoke very briefly about job crafting on this podcast before. You know, all these things you've got to take into account. So the 9-to-5 kind of setup is outdated, and it doesn't fit the world and the society that we live in a wider context. And if you think about other countries, a lot of countries like Japan, India, etc., you know, the 9-to-5, from what I know of people I know who live abroad, they're often working in the evenings a lot of the time. And, you know, there is a question of burnout there, which I'm going to talk about a little bit more in this episode. But what I do want to say is that it's the 9-to-5 is very restrictive as well in some ways. And we've got to think beyond that, because it was set up so that people could be more productive and functional, but it just doesn't fit into our society at the moment. And a lot of people, you know, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about this later on in terms of what Gen Zers are doing, but we've also got to be able to, you know, have reasonable adjustments at work, understand, you know, are we using our flexi time? Are we doing this? Are we doing that? It's all about how you are approaching things and how you're being able to manage your time as well, because just because you have set hours doesn't mean you're not going to have to do overtime. Just because you have set hours in said place, unless, you know, you're specifically told these are the set hours, that doesn't mean there aren't going to be times where you've got to put a little bit more extra effort in. Or, to put it the other way, if you really do have set hours, right, you've got to then think, is there time within my work where I can actually do other work that's going to help me do this job better? And everybody has that kind of pressure on self-development and personal development and career development within their job so that they can be the best version of themselves. And I know I hear this from my clients often, and by the way, I'm not trying to put pressure on anyone listening to the podcast by saying that, but you kind of have to continue to learn and develop yourself within your career and within your job. And that's why the 9-to-5 doesn't fit. It doesn't fit into the current kind of society that we live in. The next one is, the next reason why it doesn't exist is autonomy, being self-employed and beyond. So when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about some of those things that I've already mentioned. But autonomy is a really, really, really strong kind of value set that a lot of people want in a job. And that could be because they need to work part-time because they are the main parent and they have parental responsibilities. This could also apply to somebody who is a carer or someone who, you know, is slowly getting back into the workplace because they've had a break after recovering from an illness, or, you know, having cancer, or something's happened to them. So having that sense of autonomy to work in a way that suits them and having an agreement with the employer fits into that. So again, it doesn't fit into being a 9-to-5 job. Being self-employed and kind of beyond, what do I mean by this? And this kind of all fits together, you know, autonomy, self-employed and beyond. When someone is self-employed, they pick the hours that they get to choose to work. They can pick the days they choose to work. However, with self-employment comes a lot more responsibility to a certain degree, because you're going to have to sometimes work and you may not get paid for that time when you're creating things. The idea is that obviously you get paid for the majority of work you do, and, you know, money does come after a while when you've really, really, really been investing. However, being self-employed means that you get to structure your days, you get to structure your time. And what I mean beyond that is I mean that a lot of people are now asking for jobs and getting jobs that work in a much more remote way. So remote work comes into this as well a little bit, about why the 9-to-5 doesn't exist, because when something is remote, you can work in any time zone, you can work in any location. And remote working allows you to have some freedom to do the work when you want to do the work. There is good in that and there's also bad in that, which I'm not going to get into in this episode. But I will say that that's one of the other reasons why the 9-to-5 doesn't exist anymore. So we've got autonomy, so freedom, self-employment, we've got that too, and contracting. And then beyond that, there's so much other things in terms of why it doesn't exist anymore. I would love to know your perspective on why you think it doesn't exist anymore. Do let me know. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to get into some key things you can take away from this episode today. So the first key thing that I want to really, really talk about is that the world of work will continue to change. And I've mentioned this already in the episode, but I think what people don't realise is that at the minute, we have a lot of flexibility and we do have potential autonomy in a lot of jobs. A lot of people now ask, you know, what will their job look like in terms of if it's a hybrid role, if they're job sharing, you know, and their lifestyle is a big factor onto this. And I'm actually working around this on my workshop that I'm doing about career obstacles at the minute. There's a whole section on lifestyle and career happiness, because I think a lot of people are looking for jobs that fit their lifestyle, whatever that may be. And I think it's important to factor here that the future of work and the world of work will continue to change, because we're all going to change and time will change things, technology will change things, you know, the advancement of things like AI, etc., is going to change how people do their job. And some jobs that exist now may not exist in 10, 15 years from now. So whilst the world of work will continue to change, that will have an impact on how we work, that will impact us in terms of the choice we have available to us, that will impact the decisions we have in terms of why we are picking certain jobs and how we're being employed, you know. Things are really, really going to change that. And so as the world of work continues to change, you may even have, you know, like the other day, I think I saw something on Instagram. And I'm not really sure if I liked it, but I'm going to share this with you guys because I think it's important for you to know. There's these pods that people can go into, like silent pods, and people can work in them to get like a couple of hours of work done or an hour or so of, you know, deep work done. And that's all very well and good, but often what I've noticed is that there are a lot of people who are now working and doing their job remotely in coffee shops and things like that. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. But time is a huge thing now. The fury of, you know, needing time in order to finish said work, set time. There's a lot of pressure in the world of work at the minute. And what I think is going to continue to happen is the pressure to get things done and the pressure to change and the pressure to do things and, you know, the world of work in general, it's going to continue to change. And I think it's important that when we think about some of the things in terms of the workplace trends, and I spoke about this in my newsletter, if you've not subscribed to that, the LinkedIn newsletter, I'll put the link in the show notes. But I think it's very, very important for us to understand, for example, if, you know, you want to upskill, why that is so important for the future of our work and why this is such a workplace trend. So the future of work and the world of work will continue to change. And as a result of that, we've got to understand that the way that we work will evolve and some things will really, really improve. And on that note, what I do want to say, and this is the next key thing to kind of take away from this episode, is that Gen Zers in particular are really, really speaking out about burnout, and future generations won't just, you know, they just won't comply with this anymore. And I really, really believe this because there's a lady that I follow on TikTok. I'm not really on TikTok that much anymore, but I've noticed that she talks, she's the person who kind of coined or penned the lazy girl, you know, culture. But lazy girl has been misunderstood for being this thing where girls just, you know, do the bare minimum of work. It's not actually about that. It's much more wider than that. And when we think of the concept of lazy girl, it's actually much more about people being able to embrace and do their work still, because they've still got to do it, but doing it in a way that's much more functional to their lifestyle and much more functional to the way that they want to work. And a lot of Gen Zers are talking out about the fact that they're burnt out, they're overworked, they're not getting paid enough. They want much more from what the world has to offer them. And sometimes a lot of them talk about how they have a business and they work because they don't get everything they need from the job that they're in. Or they've done their degree and they're dissatisfied with the work they're doing, so they need to have something else. Not in order to just be financially okay, but also because they themselves are not happy within that job and they're needing to get that sense of fulfillment from somewhere else, right? So the other thing I want to say about this episode is that the key thing to learn here is that each generation is going to stand up for their right to be heard. And Gen Zers talk a lot about burnout and they talk a lot about well-being. I've noticed this a lot online. But also, I think the next generation are going to be looking more at perhaps pay, equality. There's going to be like a tidal wave of more and more coming out of the next generations. And so because more and more people are speaking out, this compliance of certain things, like the 9-to-5, etc., won't exist anymore. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode today. I'd really, really love to know your thoughts behind what I shared in this episode today. And if you've got any questions, you want to ask me anything, please reach out, shawma@thecareerhappinessmentor.com. I currently don't have spaces to work with me one-to-one on the Career Happiness Program, but if you're interested in working with me, I will be opening up slots in June of this year. But what I will say is that if you want to find out more about my own workshop, then I will put the waitlist in the show notes as well, because that will be coming out towards the end of this month and early May. Thanks for listening. Thank you so much for listening to the Career Happiness Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media or with somebody you know it will make a significant difference to. And remember, if you haven't already, please take some time to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much.